Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, just before I talk to my next guest, I just want to mention, if you're a regular listener to this show over the past number of years, you'll know I have talked to Gillian Sheraton, Stephen Morrison many, many times on the programme about their little boy, Harvey. And Harvey had spina bifida and his parents, Stephen and Gillian, were with me here on the programme, you know, to talk about his condition and requirements with medical help and intervention and surgeries and different things that he needed and medical supports as well. And I just wanted to mention that I'd heard earlier this morning that that little Harvey had passed away. And I was really sorry to hear this because, as I said, Stephen and Gillian have been on the show so many times, you know, and we're real lobbyists for everything with regards to spina bifida, not just for their own Harvey, but for so many other children across the country. And I was really just sorry to hear that. So I just wanted to extend my sympathies to Stephen and Gillian and the Morrison and Sherrod family on behalf of myself and the team here at Lunchtime Live, who would have spoke to them on many, many occasions, and from all at News Talk as well. I've no doubt a hugely difficult time for them, but we just wanted to pass on our sincere condolences and just to say that we're thinking of you all at this time as well. So we just wanted to mention that on the programme when we heard it just a little bit earlier today. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number, or if you want to get in touch, you can drop us an email either. That's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Now, Ask the Expert, every Tuesday afternoon around this time, we try to get you a little bit of free advice from somebody who's an expert in their area. And today we're talking about dreams. Alison Byrne is a dream interpreter who's with me in studio. What exactly do you do, Alison?
Well, when people tell me their dreams, it's always going to be a bit gobbledygook to the person, and we dream in symbols.
Yeah.
So what I do is I listen to their dream, I write down every single thing they say, and then we get the associations they have with each of those things. And from that, we get an interpretation. And usually there's more than one interpretation in a dream, and it will help the person either clarify what's going on, or maybe give them a new idea, or they're processing stuff that has happened, you know. And it's a healing in itself.
And what's your background? Is it holistics there? Is that sort of your
area?
Yeah,
I've been working in the holistic area now for over 30 years.
Right.
I have to think my daughter's 34, so it's about 36 years ago.
Yeah, you work back, is it?
Yeah.
And you know, are there certain, I suppose, kind of general categories that people tend to dream about, or things they dream about on a regular basis?
There are common dreams, common themes in dreams, but everybody is individual. So if you look up a dream dictionary, it'll tell you a black cat is good luck if you live here. If you're living in America, it'll tell you a black cat is bad luck. So they're generic. So what I do is I find out with the person what exactly it means to them. So it could be an allergy. And we work from there.
Do we all dream?
I think so. They say if you don't dream that you'll actually go insane. So most people will dream. Now, people will say that they don't remember their dreams. That's different to not dreaming.
I've only a terribly odd time. I certainly don't wake up every morning with...
Well, there's three reasons why people don't remember their dreams. One is medication. Some medication will just block them from remembering. Another is that they have worked out and processed through enough. They don't need to go through more at night, that they're doing it all in their waking hours. And the third thing is that there's so much in there that they just won't go near it. It's a sort of an avoidance, a survival.
Okay.
So you take your pick.
Right, loads of questions. Listener says, I'm a runner and I keep having a reoccurring dream that I take the wrong route during a race and I can't get back to the race route in time and the whole thing goes drastically wrong. What's that an indicator of?
Well, I'd love to get the person and tease it out much more, but on the top level anyway, if you're dreaming about any sort of a journey, it's actually symbolic of your life. So this person is afraid, I would imagine, of maybe going down the wrong route in life, or maybe thinks that they've already gone down the wrong route in life. So they're churning that up and trying to decide what is the right way to go. And the dream will help them on an unconscious level until it becomes conscious and they can see what it is that they're worried about being.
So it's nothing to do with the race at all.
Oh no, usually it's not to do with what is actually in the dream.
Yeah, they're probably studying the map, God love them, in advance of this race. But funny on that, just similar vein, a listener had a dream a few times of being in a train station. The last time I was waiting on a train in an underground station, I saw it, would take a while to arrive. I looked at the map, chose a different train line and left that platform. I read the train station dreams signal life choices and transition.
Absolutely, because you can take any train. And again, it's a journey. So if you're dreaming about a train station and you get on your train, that's good. You're on your proper journey. If you can't find your way or you get on the wrong train, that's difficulty. So you'd have to look at, OK, what is it that I've decided to do that's not actually right for me?
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number, if you have a question for Alison Byrne today. Dave in Cork has got in touch, Alison. He says, I tend to dream a lot about my dad and more recently my brother, who've both passed away. They don't speak but are present in different scenarios. I think about them a lot, so I presume it's a maybe subconscious element, perhaps. Is there a deeper understanding?
See, there's different reasons why we dream of loved ones who have passed on. One is that we're still, I hate that we're processing, but anyway, we're still processing the fact that they're gone and we miss them and how would like life be without them. So it helps us in our waking hours. So that's one possibility. And another is, if you ever wake up and you really feel, oh my God, that was really like my dad being here, that could have been a visitation dream. When you're asleep, this veil between the spiritual and the physical life is very thin. And sometimes the spirits of our loved ones can come back.
And if you feel that you don't dream a lot, mm-hmm. is that a symptom or signal of anything?
Well, as I was saying, it could be that you're on top of things, that things are okay and you don't need this subconscious mind. It's happening anyway, but you don't need to bring forward to your consciousness, so you're okay. Or it could be the other side, that there's just too much there and you ain't going there when you're conscious. There's enough going on when you're on.
Yeah. Right. Listeners, I have a constant dream where I'm flying. To be accurate, I vigorously flap my arms until I'm in a hovering position and then I simply glide up and around, scaling large buildings and cliffs. More often, I have an audience of pedestrians looking on in awe at me.
Do you know, this is quite a common dream.
And I've never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And what is probably happening there is that the person is actually astral travelling, where your spirit or your soul comes out of your body when you're dreaming and is actually moving around and remembering it as a dream, because the freedom of being without your body is wonderful, and being able to, as she said, scale tall buildings. It's lovely. And then you come back and you have to live in this body again for another day. But it's a joy to do it.
Now, this is one I hear a lot when people talk about dreams, the Leaving Cert, okay, and exams, right? And this texter tells me, I sat my Leaving Cert back in 2016. It still haunts me. I get dreams about the Leaving Cert, specifically about my Irish oral exam and how I'm never prepared for it. What is this an indicator of?
I think this is the most common dream in Ireland.
It's the one you hear about.
It's the one I have heard about most. Most people, if they're lucky, the Leaving Cert is the first big stress in their life. So when other stresses come along, our minds want to file everything in a neat little way, and it files the new stress with the first stress. So whatever is going on in your life is bringing back the fear of the Leaving Cert. And it's always that the person is unprepared. It's never that they go in and they do it easily. So it's just an indication to the person that there is stress going on. Now, we'd need to find out more. Did they say the Irish oral?
The Irish oral. Yeah, so, that's what they specifically mentioned, actually.
Yeah. So there's something that they need to express. Oral is all about talking and expressing. So there's something that they need to express that they will find difficult to express. Irish is a foreign language if they're doing it as an exam. So it would be all that area. What is it that I need to say? And that's stressful for me.
Okay. Now, this listener, Alison, says, dreaming about not being able to move or can't find my way out of a building. I've had loads of dreams where I can't get up the steps, or I seem to be stuck in something, stuck in the mud, can't move. Does that suggest anything?
Well, it's very straightforward that is feeling stuck in life, but we'd need to find more. Are they in the basement, the upstairs, the downstairs, or, as you said, trying to go up the stairs? That's all symbolic of what part of their life they're feeling stuck in. The stairs would be rising up. We talk about the house being symbolic of yourself. So the bottom is your unconscious. And as you go up further, it's the higher part of you. So that person is trying to stretch and grow, but feels that there's something stopping them. So if we could get them and find out the colours around them, the sounds that they hear and all that, we'd be able to zone in more on what it is that they're actually looking at.
Right. Listeners got in touch and says, I keep having the same dream of being very, very intimate with a certain person who lives in my village. Mm-hmm. Good job I didn't mention their name. The thing is, when I meet her out, we never actually converse. We just say hello and that's it. So I'm wondering, why am I dreaming like this?
Okay, I take it that the person isn't actually fancying the other person that they're dreaming about, or that would be very simple. They'd understand it. When we dream about other people, it's always an aspect of ourselves we're dreaming of. So if you had that person here, you'd say, okay, give me three qualities of that person. So let's say they say strong, resilient and fun. Well, then you look at yourself and you say, okay, so strength, resiliency and fun, do I have them or do I need them? It's either acknowledging where you are that this is okay, or this is a part of myself I want to work on, I want to bring up.
So that's what...
Yeah, right. The other person is always representing us.
The other person you dream about is representing us.
That's
right,
why people say, I didn't see that person since primary school. Why are they in my mind? It's because some quality that they have is your unconscious is trying to get you to focus on that quality.
Listener tells me they frequently have dreams that they're drunk at work, so drunk that they're dragging themselves across the floor and trying to hide from their boss and colleagues. What does this suggest?
I would reckon that that person unfortunately feels a little bit inadequate at work, that they're not in control of their working day, their job and everything, and afraid of being found out. So they would have to look at that part of their lives.
Okay. What about dreaming about being chased, pursued, attacked, generally in real danger?
And that is another very common one. It's either a person or a tiger or God knows what chasing you. And it's usually those things are representing emotions that we don't want to acknowledge that keep knocking at the door and chasing us. So you get a description of what is it that's chasing you. So let's say it's a tiger. Well, then, is it a part of your own self? Have you a vicious part of yourself? Have you got a strong part? This is sometimes it's our shadow side, the part of us that we don't want to talk about or acknowledge that is saying, no, I'm here. You have to acknowledge me. So you delve into more who or what is chasing the person to find out what's making them uneasy at night.
And I just finally, we'll end on this one because I sort of got a feel for this listener. They've got in touch, Alison, to say, my friend died of cancer at the age of 41. And whenever I dream of her, we're always fighting. So they're obviously sort of, you know, upset by that. What would you suggest for that listener?
Okay, well, it is probably still processing. Doesn't matter if it was a year ago or 30 years ago. We can still be processing through the different emotions that we have. But the fact that they're fighting with the friend would be, do you remember I said about if there's a friend, you look at all the different aspects of them? Well, it would be that they're really fighting with an aspect of that friend that's in themselves. So let's say it's gentleness. And some people see gentleness as weakness and they don't want to acknowledge their own gentleness. So it's time to actually look and see and say it's okay to be this way or whatever it is from the friend to look at it for themselves.
Okay, you're hosting a dream workshop, is that right as well?
That's right,
in November.
First of November.
And if people want more information, Alison, where can they get that?
My site is alisonburnhealing.com.
That's where you'll find more there. All right, Alison Byrne, dream interpreter, holistic therapist. Alison, thanks a million for joining us here Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.